for our team, for our program. And, you know, I can't say enough, you know, for this team, for our seniors, for our fans, what it meant to be able to come out and play the way that we played today. And very proud just how we kept our composure. Duke's a great team. They showed their talent, their depth. What they were able to do, but I thought we really kept our poise, and especially in the second half, you know, we went on a little dry spell there, not able to hit shots, but we found a way to be able to get stops on the defensive end. We found ways to make plays, and we've talked about all season long, you know, working twice as hard to have twice as much fun, and we had a ton of fun tonight, and we just want to keep this momentum going, and, you know, it's a credit to our players for how hard they've worked, our coaching staff, how hard they've worked, putting a great scout together, and we just want to continue to move forward. Oh, I mean, like we've said all along, I mean, she's a matchup nightmare, and I thought Duke had no answer for Marissa, and Marissa was really strong, power to the rim, something that we've worked extremely hard, and Marissa's put the time in with her game, and, you know, I thought she was phenomenal to watch, just the confidence that she played with attacking, and they had no answer for her.
Coach, more than the points, it seemed like every time the crowd erupted, it was Marissa who was pumping them up, either with their shot or just pumping her fists up, you know, something like that. Can you just talk about her intensity and what that brings to the team?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we continue to get great leadership from so many different players throughout, you know, different games. And Marissa was a big catalyst for that today, and just her will to win. But I can't say enough for this whole team. I mean, when they're in huddles, timeouts, what they're saying, what they're doing. You know, Harp's got her fourth foul. She's up by me saying, you know, Coach B, this is, you know, my last time out. You know, just the will to win. I mean, you know, just a tremendous group, you know, with what they possess.
Coach, because of this team has given us trouble here in the past, it seemed like the crowd and the team was all business right from the get-go. Did you have that feeling?
Yeah, I think you have to understand two things. I mean, you know, Duke has been able to come in with a lot of veteran leadership in the past, a lot of seniors, and, you know, it's kind of been our turn now with the veteran leaders and building our program. You know, it's a process, and I definitely thought, you know, we approached this game no differently than any other game that we've played all season. It was business as usual. It just happened to be that Duke was coming into the building for this game. I mean, we approached it with the same mindset that we approach every game with.
30 points tied a career high for you. Was Jerry secret before the game? Or?
We didn't have Jerry today. I don't know what it was. Just I think the crowd played a big part into it, and the fact just extra motivation playing Duke at home, and we wanted to send our seniors out with, you know, it was their last chance to get to beat Duke at home. So it was special and it was fun.
Laura. Anytime we play Duke or any, you know, ACC game, the physicality obviously steps up when a lot's on the line. You know, pride obviously is a big thing with this rivalry. And, I mean, we wanted to end this streak. And as much as we didn't want to say it, that was something that was important for us. And it just feels so good to finally say that as a senior now, we did it. And it's over. And we move on to Virginia. But we're happy now. We can smile right now.
Christy, you had a tale of two halves. Your second half was fantastic. Was there any mindset you had coming into the second half after the poor shooting in the first?
Well, thank you for being blunt. No, I mean, I wanted to come out and play better in the second half than I did in the first. I realized that, you know, my first half performance, you know, wasn't very great, but luckily I had, you know, all my teammates playing extremely well and stayed in the game. So for me, I just wanted to go out, play loose and free. I think I was a little more tight in the first half, and I think that kind of showed.
Coach, 17-2 run to end the game. What keep it finishing?
You know, I thought, you know, just the stops that we were getting on the defensive end, which led to our transition, and just the attack mentality that we started back getting into. You know, I thought KT did a great job kind of coming off our on-ball screens, and we're much more aggressive with our attack mentality. But it definitely our defense and rebounding led to our transition on the offensive end.
Or is it 68-68? They've Todd, you know, Smith had a chance to put him in. What was going through your mind? Was there ever a feeling of maybe here we go again? What are y'all thinking?
Never at any point in the game was I thinking that we were going to lose. We knew they were going to go on a run. They're a great team, and, you know, like Hart was saying, it's about pride. So, of course, they're going to give us all they had. But we kept huddling. We knew it was going to come down to us getting stops on the defense. And I think you could clearly see that the last, you know, 6-7 minutes of the game, we were clamping down on defense and getting rebounds.
Harp played her, so I think she did a great job defensively, and I just think with our team defense, our guards digging in on the dribble, I just think we had a really good game plan for her. I mean, I know that our coaches prepared us very well for the post and defensively, so it was something that, you know, we've been concentrating on, and game plan works.
Harp, can you talk a little bit about the atmosphere out there, 15,000, not as loud as I've ever heard.
You know, that just makes it fun. That's why we came to Maryland to play in the Comcast Center, and I definitely know that helped the end run, and especially when Marissa went on her own run in the first half with her threes. I mean, I've never heard Comcast that loud, honestly, because prior to this, in the past when we've, like, not really won versus Duke, the fans are there, but we actually gave them something today to get hype about, so that was nice.
42 free throws for you versus 16 for Duke. What do you think was?
What I think was?
The key was the difference between the free throws between.
You know, I thought specifically in the first half, I mean, we were really aggressive to the rim. You know, we were able to get their bigs into foul trouble. We were really just the attack mentality that we had. And, you know, obviously in the second half, we were able to get back to that later in the second half.
How good do you think this team is now that we're going to win the national championship?
Hey, you know, I mean, I think they kind of let their actions speak for itself. And every day, you know, it's a pleasure to coach this team. I mean, they come ready to work. They come ready to practice hard. They come ready to compete and play in every game. And I think the sky's the limit. And I think they show that every game that they play, that they want to, you know, they're not satisfied. They want to continue to keep getting better. And as long as we have that mentality, you know, obviously anything's possible. Yeah, you know, we're excited. You know, the first team to 20 wins, and you know, for us, maybe this will be a new streak that we get to continue.
Anything else?
Do you consider this a statement win to the rest of the country, Tennessee, and Connecticut, on the top of the country?
I consider it a special win. I